Here's a civic custom that I don't understand. Maybe you can help me. Taking off your hat when a flag passes by, or when some jack-off at the ballpark starts singing the national anthem. They tell you to take off your hat. What the fuck does a hat have to do with being patriotic? What possible relationship exists between the uncovered head and a feeling that ought to live in your heart? Suppose you have a red, white, and blue hat. Suppose you have a hat made out of a flag. Why would you take it off to honor the flag? Wouldn't you leave it on and point it toward the flag? And what's so bad about hats that you have to take them off? Why not take off your pants? Or your shoes. They tell you at the airport, they say, take off your shoes. They tell you it's a national security, so taking off your shoes could be patriotic too. I started to question all this stupid hat shit when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I was a Catholic, at least until I reached the age of reason, okay? So I was a Catholic. I was a Catholic for about two and a half years, something like that. And during that time, one of the things they told us was that if a boy or a man went into a church, he had to remove his hat in order to honor the presence of God. But they had already told me that God was everywhere. So I used to wonder, well, if God is everywhere, why would you even own a hat? Why not show your respect? Don't even buy a fucking hat. And just to confuse things further, they told the women exactly the opposite. Catholic women and girls had to cover their heads when they went into church. Same as in certain temples, Jewish men have to cover their heads in those temples. In those same temples, Jewish women not allowed to cover their heads. So try to figure this shit out. Catholic men and Jewish women, no hats. Catholic women and Jewish men, hats. Somebody's got the whole thing totally fucking backwards, don't you think? And, you know, and what is this religious fascination with headgear? Every religion's got a different fucking hat. Did you ever notice that? The Hindus have a turban, the Sikhs have a tall white turban, Jews have a yarmulke, the Muslims have the keffiyeh, the bishop has a pointy hat on one day and a round hat on another day, cardinal has a red hat, pope has a... Everybody's got a fucking hat. One group takes them off, the other group puts them on. Personally, I would never want to be a member of any group where you either have to wear a hat or you can't wear a hat. I think... I think all religions should have one rule and one rule only. Hats optional. That's all you need to run a really good religion.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce on More Like Radio.
Is that a raincoat?
Raincoat?
Sorry, American Horror Story. I thought you would get that reference.
No, I haven't watched the show yet. I apologize.
American Psycho.
That's Marie Lopez.
American Psycho. Sorry.
Oh, right. I was going to say. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense. I would have gotten it if you said that first, but.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I just finished the ending of American Horror Story Season 4.
Okay. I'm Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. That is Royce Lopez.
Hello.
I already introduced Marie and her great references.
Excellent.
As Sean Waters.
Yo.
And we're going to have Johnny Cakes is going to call in later. He's driving home right now. But
sweet.
Anyways, our number is 954-573-2780. I can't hear right because I have new headphones because my other ones conked on me last week. And you know when you get
also
new headphones?
You have an ear problem.
And the bass is like way too heavy in them?
Yeah.
I hate it.
Are they Meghan Trainor's headphones?
They're all about that bass.
No treble.
Your lips are moving in line, or whatever it goes.
That's how I know you're lying. Your lips are moving.
Exactly. So, technical problems at the beginning part of the show. I normally we call in about, you know, anywhere from like 5 minutes to 15 minutes before the show, and we kind of like just go, hey, what's up, whatever. But like literally 2 minutes before the show, we finally were able to get online because of all the updates that the Windows thing has been going on. Royce is in a tizzy. It's fun to hear him in a panic because normally I'm the one in a panic when things don't go right technically. Are you okay, Royce?
I hate Windows 8.
Yeah, I don't have Windows 8. I'm sticking my guns with Windows 7.
Well, you're lucky.
What happens when Windows 10 comes out?
Then I'll get that, but I'm not going to go with 8.
You skip 9?
They're skipping 9.
Yes. Well,
they don't know how to count.
They're just going straight to 10.
Their logic is 8 was an operating system. 8.1 was so different that it was a different operating system. That would be 9, so 10 is 10.
Well, they went straight from Vista to 7. So.
I don't know. They could fucking name their operating systems like candy bars like Google, or like fucking shit fucks like Apple does.
Right.
I mean, or tigers shitfucks, or fucking cats. Leopards or whatever the bullshit.
Apple has cats.
Big cats.
As a matter of fact, I don't even like Windows, but if be honest with you, they're the most consistent in terms of operating systems, at least numbering wise. Because with Mac, it's like, oh, Mac OS X 0.4. It's like, wait, Roman numeral and a point? That doesn't make any sense. Seriously. And then when you talk to the, and I have a Droid and I love Droid. When you talk to the Droid people, it's like, what do you, I have ice cream sandwich. Just say 4.4 shit fuck. I don't need to hear the fucking little witty names that they play, that they make up.
I actually prefer that.
I don't want to fucking, I don't need the witty names that these fucking hipsters make up at Google while they're playing handball on their mandatory nap breaks in their humongous office with slides.
It's
I don't
a
need
nice
to hear
place.
That. Yeah, it is nice, but they're a bunch of pretentious douches.
You don't like the
fact I love
that
Google. They're a bunch of pretentious. They're my favorite company out of all of them, but
well,
they're still
makes
a bunch
them pretentious?
Of douches. They're all of them are.
Because they have fun?
No, here's why. I'm going to turn you around on Google. I turn you around on Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
They're all about the people and about the base. They're all about the people. They're all about everything.
What about the pee-pee?
Except for the fact that China censors them and censors all their people. But they're like, that's fine. Still use Google. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to censor it, China. But wait, it gets better. I hate the fact that when you try to type something in Google and you want to, like, if you use a curse word, Google decides that it's not going to autocorrect curse words because they're the moral police of the planet. Have you noticed that? Try to type, porn or fuck or anything in Google, it won't auto finish it for you.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever use the word ducking in my life.
Exactly.
While I'm
thank you. That's
texting.
A perfect example.
And I'm going to turn you around on that a second time. What if you didn't mean to be typing that at work and you accidentally had a typo and Google is helping you out?
No, that's Google's job isn't to do that. Google's job is to fucking provide a service. My point is they get too involved.
Google's trying to not get you fired.
Exactly. Ducking. At least the other keyboards, like I downloaded a different keyboard for my phone because of that specific reason. Like I don't know how the Apple is because I don't have a Droid, but with a Droid that when it doesn't autocorrect curse words, right? Unless you save them.
Right. Well, yeah, as long as you manually go in and say, okay, when I type fucking, say fucking.
Well, I'll give it to the Samsung. I download their Samsung keyboard, and one of the options is block offensive words, or you could turn it on or off.
Or so only at least, use offensive words.
Oh, yeah, or at least.
Mostly extra. Offensive words.
Yeah. It adds offensive words every time you type.
Mm-hmm. You didn't use fuck enough times in that sentence. Would you like to correct that?
Yes. Put it in 12 more times, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Sean, sir.
Thank you. Dictated, not read.
Also,
is that what Google does? They have slides and shit like that? Like,
yeah,
I can see them totally doing
backyard,
that.
Backyard, Dutch. They have pictures of your backyard.
Hmm. Yeah. No. Paul McCartney is the only person who's not shown on Google Maps because he won a lawsuit against Google.
Wow.
When you look for his money. Which is kind of stupid if you think about it. When you look for his property on Google Earth, it's just a big blacked out African-American dot section of the map.
So we know where he lives. It's the black
exactly.
dot.
Exactly. That's why I said it's stupid. But he actually won a court case against right to privacy. But you no one has privacy anymore anyways.
Right.
You don't think like the government could write... And you know I'm not a conspiracy nut. You know I hate conspiracy nuts. But realistically... You don't know the government right now zoom into your backyard and see you scratch your ass with a drone if they wanted to? Yes, Marie.
How do you know that he won the court case and didn't just put a whole big black tarp in a square over top of his house?
It'd be really warm, I guess, in his home.
Well, no. I mean, the sides would be open, so you'd still get the breeze.
Yeah, he won that. But he's always sued people.
Oh, but then he would get screwed at Street View.
He sued Apple. Remember, Paul McCartney sued Apple for the logo, Apple Records.
Why does he have to sue anybody? He has so much money.
I don't think it was the money at that point. I think it's just the a fucking principal of that thing, because I don't think he gave half of his billion to his ex-wife without even a fight, the one missing a leg.
Ugh, him and his principals. Go back to writing Beatles songs, you lazy bum.
Oh, please. John Lennon wrote all the good songs. He was a piece of shit, Paul McCartney. I don't want to hear it. I hate people.
You don't like Paul McCartney?
No, listen. Paul McCartney is Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney did not have as an amazing solo career as Lennon did. Let's put it that way. He was in Wings.
Yeah.
Have you heard a whole Wings album?
Having a Christmas Time song?
Or as I call it,
the worst song I've ever heard.
Wings, the band the Beatles could have been. They would have tried harder.
You say that?
No. I've never said that ever. That'd be a terrible thing to say. I'd rather watch that TV show Wings. Remember that show?
Hey, Sean.
I do vaguely remember
Thomas Hayden Christensen was in that as a comedic fucking help.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Do you have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal?
No, I do not.
You do know that the article that you sent me from the Wall Street Journal only gives the first like two sentences and then says to read the full story, subscribe or log in.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal is one of the few online news sites that are still fucking people in the ass by making them pay.
Right. Oh my God, sorry, eat a dick. I didn't want
to
do that.
Sean, talking to the mic.
What are you talking about?
There you go.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Remember, it's a dynamic mic. You got to talk into that bitch.
You're a dynamic mic.
Thank you.
Good one.
Burned him.
Fucking nailed me.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, it was just about the U.S. spying on cars because, you know, Royce was talking about privacy and we were talking about Google being in your backyard.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, and to a point, I get all the conspiracy theories that they get stupid, but to the point, you have to worry a little bit when you read stories like, I was reading some shit like things you wouldn't believe that were true. Like, we dropped.
Like, you can microwave an onion and it's easier to cut? I know I read that on BuzzFeed too.
That's more of a Pinterest thing.
In the 50s in Arkansas,
you mean Arkansas?
Yeah. Not the 50s, sorry. In the late 20s in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
We sorry, 40s. We firebombed Arkansas firebombed an entire black community, killing like 200 people because this guy accidentally tripped on a white girl. And they've been trying to covering it up like ever since. And it makes you
wonder. Is that a legit thing?
Dude, I'll pull it up.
Wow.
I just found out the other day. I was shocked.
Oh, Jesus, it's a fire.
Sorry.
That's awful.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Like they just burned an entire village that had, I don't know why I'm using the word village, but a whole town that had black people in it?
Yeah, apparently that area of Arkansas was known as Black Wall Street. It was because it was actually where the affluent black people live, like the wealthier. The ones who have done well for themselves live in that area. And they just turned into this big thing where this guy accidentally tripped on an elevator, if I remember correctly. And Elaine Race Riot, was that the one?
Elaine Race Riot?
Yeah.
Oh,
that is really
I'm
weird.
Sorry. I thought that there was a woman named Elaine, last name Race Riot. And I thought weird. So Elaine is the town?
Yeah, give me a second.
That makes way more sense than Miss Elaine Race Riot.
No.
Right.
Married to Mr. Race Riot.
I think that was the one. Let me look it up here. But anyway, yeah, the massacre was fought by the deadliest. Okay, here it is. The LA massacre was fought by the deadliest racial confrontation. In Arkansas history and Arkansas. Possibly the bloodiest racial conflict in the history of the United States, while the deepest roots lay in the state's commitment. Okay, anyway, here's what happened. Like I said, the guy tripped. They wanted to lynch the dude. Right?
For tripping?
And it led an estimate of 500 to 1,000 armed white people go into that neighborhood.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Then they firebombed the neighborhood.
Also
and
reasonable.
They said that the total death count was 39 people. Black people were killed. But then they found out that the mayor of the town was trying to cover it up and he had a mass grave. And the real amount of people was upwards of like 300 or 400 black people. Were fucking murdered.
So they just went in
and murdered them. Mind you, this Arkansas, I'm sorry, and I was right, it was in the 20s. Arkansas 1920. So
Arkansas.
Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind.
To be fair, it was a different time then. Okay.
No! I hate when people say that, by the way. That's the most... That is the word I hate.
That you can't... You can't...
It's one thing when a grandma...
They didn't know better.
It's one thing when a grandma says colored, then you'd be like, you know, it was a different time back then. Everyone's like, yeah, you're right, it was. But when you firebomb and kill 300 black people, I don't fucking care what time it was.
All
right.
When you ethnic cleanse a town...
I know.
That's not...
Dutch, look at it like this, bro. Uh-huh. Everybody knows niggas be tripping.
Like that one nigga that be tripping.
So it was ill advised to be a nigga and be tripping in the 20s. So if, I mean, you know, it was like I said, it was
they had strong anti-tripping laws.
Actually, I believe that that was where the coin originally got phrased.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. That's, it was in the elevator.
Yeah, the coin originally got phrased there. The
coin got phrased?
Yep.
Is that where it happened? The coin was phrased there?
The coins got phrased.
Nope, that coin got phrased right there.
Oh, okay. Because normally I thought it would be the other way around, like as in phrase being coined, but apparently, according to you, it's different.
Niggas be tripping.
speaking of colored, did you
hold on real quick. Before we get into anything, what did you guys do this weekend? I always like to open up with that.
I don't know.
We were productive. I don't know. We did a new Pastor Royce recording that needs to get edited.
That's right.
And I don't know if you have some other commercials and shit that somebody was passing along.
Yeah, I have the. I think I got to grab the Pastor Royce thing to play after break. But yeah, I recorded another one of those. Those are fun. I love those.
We did boring stuff like changing Royce's tires on his Jeep. But I believe Sean went to a gay bar.
Yeah,
I did that.
What happened?
He had sex with a guy. It's pretty obvious.
Tiny's
D, by the way.
Right.
I don't know if you've established that.
Is that her new nickname?
I don't know.
Sean is the only one that calls D Tiny because Sean is the tallest.
Oh, okay.
Which I've always bothered me because everyone relatively to Sean is tiny.
Well, I mean, she's the tiniest.
No, there's people.
She is very small.
No, but it's just the recognition that he's the tallest and she's the tiniest.
Are you talking about other tiny Royce? Is that who you're talking about?
What other tiny?
Other tiny is Sparkle Baby.
Oh, no. Oh, you call her that too?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta narrow it down to one, Sean.
Yeah, you gotta switch up your nicknames. You can't call everybody the same thing.
No.
I call her Other Tiny, and then there's Tiny Tiny, which is Tiny's Tiny.
I mean, it makes sense to call me Dutch, and then there's Hot Dutch number two because they don't know my brother's name, but you can't call your direct friends Tiny and Other Tiny.
I thought Hot Dutch number two was Laura.
Okay. You know what, Dutch? Hey. I apologize. The 1919 massacre, I just want to get to straight, was a different massacre in Arkansas where they killed 80 people?
Oh, there's a couple.
That was in Arkansas. I apologize.
Kansas.
Yeah, this was in Oklahoma. Hold on. Way back in 1921 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a young black man named Dick Rowland tripped in an elevator and fell into...
Oh, no. He also be tripping.
Tripped into a white girl named Sarah Page. Now again, this was 1921. The only crime
she says she can't go to hospital because she's, quote, tripping balls.
This was 1921. The only crime worse than being black and touching a white girl. Roland was arrested and whispers of lynching began to spread among the whites in the community. Oh, my God. You should note here that Tulsa was also home to what was known as Black Wall Street, like I was saying earlier, a large area of the city where affluent African-Americans had done quite well for themselves, and only crime worse than being black and touching a white girl was being black and successful. At the end of the... Okay, here's what happened. The day after the arrest, the angry white mob showed up outside Roland's cell wearing their very best Sunday lynching clothes. An angry black mob, meanwhile...
Now, what are those?
Klan outfits. An angry black mob, meanwhile, showed up to protest. A single gunshot went off that followed what was the worst race riot in U.S. history. Fighting spread like wildfire, not to mention the actual fire. White pilots from the nearby airport took off and firebombed black neighborhoods. Giving Tulsa the proud distinction of being the only city in the lower 48 states other than New York City to have experienced an aerial attack.
This is in 1919, so this is back when they were flying, you know, like the Red Baron type planes.
Yeah, 1921. At the end of the 16-hour massacre, 39 people were officially recorded dead. Tulsa's two black hospitals were destroyed. The entire 35-block area known as Black Wall Street was razed to the ground. At that point, the town almost immediately tried to scrub the events in history. There was evidence that Tulsa, anxious to forget what had just happened, crudely buried bodies in mass graves and tossed them into coal mines or the Arkansas River. The laughably low 39 deaths stood as an official toll for almost 80 freaking years before an in-depth investigation in the 90s suggested that it was actually at least 300, making the Tulsa Race Riot the worst single act of domestic violence in the soil since the Civil War.
That's insane, dude.
USA! USA!
What the fuck?
What?
By the way, why did you bring this up at the top of the show?
I don't know. I was just, because we were talking, what were we talking about? I don't remember. And then
I don't remember.
We were talking about people spying on people and going to a gay bar.
All of a sudden you were like, hey, by the way, here's what happened.
I figured it out. Google Paul McCartney spying drones, and then we got to this.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't understand how drones got to this.
As far as I'm concerned.
Drones, U.S. attacking their own citizens or looking at their own citizens.
Oh, okay.
So that made me think of this.
Gotcha.
Wow.
I was really weird. I was like, but it was like like Sean said, it was a different time back then. Sometimes you have to firebomb 300 people.
Jesus.
Nuh-uh.
Fucked up, dude.
I'm laughing.
So fucked up.
I'm laughing because it wasn't. You hear this story and you think, holy shit, where did that happen? Like Pakistan? It was fucking Oklahoma.
Yeah, that was just less than 100 years ago.
It was, God damn, it's sad. Whatever. Sorry.
Wow.
So I'm upset at Sean.
My brother had a surprise birthday party this weekend, if we want to transfer over to that.
Well, I wanted to still hit on what Sean was saying before we move on to your story.
What was the surprise? You got invited?
It was me.
That was me.
But no, honestly, did you get invited?
Yes, I did.
Did you just show up because you saw someone, other people going, is that what happened? Be honest.
I kind of invited myself.
Okay. Well, as long as someone invited you.
Wait, what was Sean saying that you want to hear so badly, Marie?
I wanted to say I'm mad at him that he didn't tell me he was going to a gay bar before he went to a gay bar.
That's right. I apologize.
Because I would have given him challenges like how many phone numbers can you get from men?
Or how many guys to blow?
Oh, what?
No, seriously, who hit on you?
Everybody.
Did you get some dick pics?
No, I didn't get any dick pics.
Did you dance with any guys?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, I danced.
Speak up, dude.
Could you please talk into the mic? You're killing me.
Could you please shut up? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I danced with some dudes. And because our friend.
Are you just saying that?
Our friend Ryan was there. So I danced. You know, I was dancing with him. And
how close were you dancing with him?
D went. And our friend Addison Panic performed there that night. So we went and saw that. And okay, you guys need to be mad because I also met D's hot tranny friend. And Dutch, why didn't she tell us that she had a hot tranny friend?
I don't know.
How hot is her tranny friend? Hold on.
Do you have pictures of said hot tranny friend? Or at least you can just show me. We don't have to be, if we don't want to make this person public.
I mean, I don't know. She's a performer. She performed there, so.
Now, is she like is she just a cross-dresser that's passable, or is she a legit tranny?
No, she was taking hormones and stuff like that. Okay. I don't know if she's like a full like on or had a surgery or anything, but hold on, I'm getting it for you here. Yeah, but Dee's been hiding her hot tranny friend from us, I guess, is what's been going on because she didn't tell us. And then she introduced me and she was like, oh,
wait, did she tell you that she had a tranny friend and didn't mention she was hot? Is that what happened?
Well, kind of. I mean, you know, I don't know what happened, but we were there and we were like, oh, that's tranny and that's hot and she's dancing. Okay, that's great.
Is this her?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty passable. No, that's the Weather Girls.
No, I'm playing
Skype,
music, dummy.
And Skype.
Oh,
Sean sent the Facebook.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry.
Did Dutch, you got that?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty passable.
Yeah, it's not a bad. I mean, especially if you're in a club where it's dark and they're painted up with glow in the dark EDM shit going on, and they're performing, and you know all the gay dudes are shaking their butts and having a good old time.
Oh yeah, I see. She's got some titties.
I posted one picture, the blonde, obviously, where you get kind of a full body shot. Totally passable. Now, what I heard was that this training friend of D's was teaching D some sweet ass dance moves, and D ended up injuring her knee.
Something like that.
D,
yeah,
her knee's is the clumsiest woman I have ever met in my entire fucking life. Every time we go to a Moxie show, every time I see her walking down the heels, I hold my breath when she's walking downstairs. How many times has she fallen?
A bunch.
She's busted her ass more
she's
times.
Wearing, usually wearing
are you
heels.
Telling me she should be wearing heels?
She busts her ass more than a drunk toddler. It's ridiculous. She falls a lot, and I don't know what it is.
Well, why do they make her wear heels?
I don't know if they make her.
No, she wears heels.
Oh. Well, yeah, but then, like, why doesn't she get used to wearing heels?
I don't know. Ask her feet.
Rather ask her. Is she there, or she can't come on tonight?
Dead asleep.
That's the tranny friend?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Right?
Yeah?
I'm trying to remember what the dance move was that she injured herself. Do you remember, Sean?
Bouncing on the dick, I guess is what she was calling it.
Now, what is bouncing on the dick?
I guess it's just where you kind of like drop low, but you keep bouncing. It seems a little stressful on your knees.
Oh, so it's like it's like if a man were lying down horizontally and you were like bouncing up and down on the dick.
Yeah, similar.
And so the tranny was doing it and showed D how to do it, and she did it, and she busted her knee doing that.
Something like that. Yeah, she was trying to keep up with the moves that were going on.
What I was telling her, it's like, D, you should know better. You're all woman, and there's a woman who used to be a man doing these moves. You can't keep up with trannies. They're superheroes.
Yeah, they're like superhuman beings. Like
they have both male and female powers combined into one human.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually.
It is.
Now, hold on. Does this lovely woman have, does she still have the voice?
No, not,
like the
no,
dark,
it's not
deep voice.
No, like I said, hormones have kind of pushed it the other way.
Pushed not it the bad. Other way. Yeah. Totes. Yeah. Totes
she was goats. A blast though. She was funny and a good time. And we all had fun, and you know, Mersh was there and being typical Mersh running around.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's he up to these days?
Just, you know, he's working at a club, I guess, or a couple of clubs. I don't remember.
So this was in Tampa then?
Yeah, we went out to Tampa, Liquid in Tampa.
Part of his Tampa takeover?
I guess. And then, you know.
I like to remind him of that from time to time.
D's cousin came out with us, and a couple of his friends met up with us down there. And,
is there a reason why
Sean,
your energy
ketamine?
Level is that of a
thank
sloth
you, Dutch.
Right now?
I was just about to say, did you take ketamine before the show?
Are you okay?
I no, swear to God,
ketamine,
Dutch.
I'd be in a K-hole.
I was going to ask the same thing.
You're NPR in this entire story.
Yeah, you sound as energetic as fucking Tom Hanks at the end of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you not talk because everybody's sleeping in the house?
Do you have welts all over your body?
No, I'm kind of stoned and hanging out and chilling.
Every time you do the show, you're stone hanging out and chilling, but you sound like you're dying.
Right.
Oh, no.
Surf my friend right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you're right.
You guys done? I guess.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
Oh, he's mad.
We just want you to. You were talking about trannies and getting in a gay bar, and you're making it seem like.
I'm busted
yeah,
up.
For someone who went to a fun gay bar with a tranny, you sound like.
Right.
Yeah. Went to a gay bar. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
You know, the use.
Whatevs.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's the
whatevsies.
Ginsburg.
Normal night, you know, Tuesday, whatevs.
Nothing surprises me anymore. I don't know. I guess I'm so fucking jaded and apathetic about everything. It's
will this surprise you? Here is your all-female Ghostbusters cast.
What?
This is real.
Are they redoing it again? I thought I heard rumors about that.
The cast of the all-female Ghostbusters movie is close to being confirmed. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that this will be the cast for Paul Feig's rebooted Ghostbusters franchise. The new team will star
Fikes.
Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones, and Kate McKinnon.
So basically the Bridesmaids girls.
Shut up.
Pretty much.
This seems like the worst idea ever. And I like Kristen Wiig, but this is not a good idea.
I was a fan of Bridesmaids, so I think
there you go. There's your
Ghostbusters.
I posted it in the chat.
This is a real thing?
This is, yeah. It's a real thing. Hollywood Reporter.
So what's the premise going to be?
I mean, I'm assuming ghosts and they bust them.
Ghostbusters, that's usually, yeah.
Is it going to be all 80s style, or is it going to be like new hip? Like,
is Bobby Brown going to be selling crack in it?
I hope so.
Who's the black lady?
I don't know.
I don't know her. And I feel like I should know the first lady.
That's okay. Nobody knew the black guy in the original Ghost, but no one remember Ernie Hudson.
The only two I know are Kristen Wiig and the McCarthy girl.
Jenny.
Yeah. I don't know the other two. What have they been in?
Wait, I know.
I don't know who any of those three bitches are.
No, the first one I've seen. I don't know from where. But.
Hold on. This has so many synthesizers in it. It's the most perfect song. And of all the perfect songs, this is the most perfect song ever. Listen to it. There's nothing wrong with it. Name one thing wrong with this song.
The fact that he ripped off Huey Lewis is like, I need a new drug, and then Huey Lewis won the lawsuit. Play I Need a New Drug. Huey Lewis, I Need a New Drug.
Okay.
Hold on.
Murray's got it, I think. Huey Lewis, I Need a New Drug.
Get in there.
I'm way ahead of you.
I was just about to, but you got it.
I don't think, Dan, what you're talking about. It's completely different songs.
Dutch, are you serious?
Yeah. You can't hear it?
Dutch, I'm looking at your face.
Dude, he's going from a C to a G to an A minor. Not the same as going from a C to a G.
Are you doing the Vanilla Ice excuse?
I can't hear anything different.
Let me hear yours again. All right, now play mine.
Totally different song.
Drug. That's a Huey Lewis one, right? Oh, no, I guess not. It's Ghostbusters. No,
obviously, it's not Huey Lewis because it's a completely different song. Listen to this. Let me actually go to the park. There you go.
It's Ghostbusters.
Completely different songs. I don't know why they won the money. They should give it back.
Huey should give back the money to Ghostbusters.
Huey Lewis should give back the money to whoever that guy was.
The original Ghostbusters song. Yes, guy.
The guy from the song. Running. Listen to this.
Jonathan Ghostbusters.
Hold on. I want to hear your version again. Ready?
Yep.
Completely different songs. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's so similar.
I mean, let's be honest, they're completely different keys.
Dutch, it's just, I hate this. It's the same song.
It's not the same song, Royce.
It's the fucking same song.
No, because Ghostbusters has the da 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 da.
Right, and this has this. I don't hear the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Huey was being totally unreasonable.
This one's just da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it's all like...
Right. Completely different songs, Royce.
Totally different.
You're right, I apologize.
Even Dennis in the chat, I hear no similarities.
I shut up!
Thank you.
None at all.
Don't help him.
I don't know what they're talking about. To be fair, I do love me some Huey Lewis in the news.
That's why I started the show with them. Bam, bam. How great are they? Oh, you guys said you saw. I need to go see him. I really want to see him.
He was amazing live.
He was really. He was actually very good. Yeah.
He like got super sweaty. He was just running all over the place.
Well, he's like 60 at this point. Well, right?
Fucking the guy's got energy. Then
he had way more energy than other people I've seen.
Fucking.
He knows how to put on a show.
Yep.
That Huey Lewis. He's my news.
I don't even want to talk about this. I
where
don't
did they, where
because
did they touch
it's the
you?
Biggest non-story in the world. The whole, and I hate even saying this word, Deflategate shit.
You didn't say the magic word.
I don't want to say the word.
Deflategate?
Yes.
You mean the petition that people are sending around to get the Colts in the Super Bowl instead of the Patriots?
Yeah, because, you know. Because
they cheated.
48-7. That's what changed it.
They're cheaters and they're cheating because their balls
you know,
are deflated.
Dutch, everybody's been waiting for me to talk about this, actually.
Really?
I hate people that start conversations like that.
But I'd rather hear. Did you guys see the SNL bit about this?
No, I don't watch SNL.
I thought you always watched SNL. Mm-mm.
It reminds me too much of Snails, which freak me out.
What's SNL?
It's a show called Saturday Night Live, and they basically.
What?
That'll never work. That'll never work.
What's live on Saturdays?
they basically did their own version of Tom Brady's awful.
Wait, Dutch, is it like Mad TV?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, cool. Then
how long has it been on?
The better part, I want to say close to 40 years?
Huh.
I don't think that sounds right.
Must have been.
That's a lot of years.
Must have been missing it these 30 years of mine.
Yeah. Anyone famous come out of that?
Yeah, a lot of huge actors, a lot of movies made because of just random characters that were created.
Any like musicians? 76 of them.
Okay, I'm not doing this video with you guys right now. I'm gonna play the video of actually, if anything, you know what, the audio works. I don't have to pull up the video. Okay. So, but here you go.
It sounds nothing like Ghostbusters.
Dougie, is it?
Yeah, Dougie Spoons!
Dougie, did Tom Brady at any point instruct you to take air out of those footballs?
This man is a saint!
Dougie.
What, do you think you could do what he does?
Oh, shit, I got the wrong part down. No, I'm honest. I'm sorry. I was trying to
really
basically
funny.
Do a Few Good Men thing.
No.
At one point, and no. I got the wrong part of the video.
Could they not do a lot
Dutch,
of good
are
men?
Are you really excited about a Few Good Men reference?
Okay, I guess we're not going to do that.
No, no, play. Now you have to. No. Now you better fucking play.
They did a good job with it. It was my only point. But now
do you want the truth?
The entire bit.
You can't
handle
this.
I just wanted to play something funny while we regrouped. But whatever.
You can't handle the truth.
So what was the whole fucking point of this thing? So the balls are supposed to have so much air and then they deflated it so it's easier to grip.
The biggest non-story because basically every quarterback in the league, you're given... Every team is given 12 game balls that their team are the only ones that use them before every game. And you can do whatever you want with them just as long as the refs look at them and go, okay, these are permissible. So you can inflate them, deflate them, scuff them up, do whatever the quarterback wants you to do to them. Apparently, they were deflated just a little bit above or below what the actual inflation rules are, but nobody really gives a shit. So apparently they're trying to say that they deflated the balls because Brady would have a better grip of them in the rain.
No, here's the problem, Dutch. The thing is, the Patriots were going to beat the shit out of the Colts anyway. No one in their fucking right mind doesn't think that.
I thought
right.
that.
What bothers me about the goddamn Patriots is they're already so good. Even remember the year Belichick cheated? He didn't need to cheat. He would have won anyway. So why do they do shady things? If it's like... At the Yankees, when there were $200 million team, also corking bats. Like, what are you doing? You're already better than these teams.
This is every team does this, though. Every quarterback I've ever heard comes out and be like, oh, yeah, we fuck with the balls all the time. Like, that's part of the game. Like, you want the ball. This isn't shady shit. It was something that was, like, barely below... The actual league standard. It was like little to nothing
but they
as
got,
far as the amount of deflation
but
goes.
They got permissible, but like the refs checked it out.
The refs checked them out and said, you're good to go. And then the halftime, they rechecked them out and said, these feel a little flat, reinflate them. The second half, they were fully inflated to the regular size, and the Patriots went on a 28-0 tear in the second half. So
it's
a non-story, dude.
No, it's Brilliant. Not a non-story. It's literally a story because... The problem is
story because they want a fucking a villain for the.
No, I don't want to. I don't care. I don't like Tom Brady because he's in my conference number one. But I don't understand. What don't do shitty things. Just you're going to win anyway. Well, I understand if this was if this was a closely matched game where they were just going to. But they fucking walloped them. There was no need to do any of it.
It wasn't that there was a need, dude.
Listen, I don't think they should have been. Hold on.
Even if it was a need or not, everybody does it, but somebody decided to just go, ooh, let's, dude.
You mean, okay, hold on.
Every team does this. That's the thing.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You mean kind of like every player smokes pot, but once his face gets caught and then he gets six game suspension? That's the same thing. That's what happens. They got caught. Every player does pot. You know they do. One of them gets caught, he gets a suspension. Not every player does it, but he gets it. Guess what? Everybody might done it, but they're dumb enough to get caught. So they should pay for it. Now, no, they should not go to the Super Bowl. I get they should go to the Super Bowl, all that.
Well, wait a
minute.
But
no, you can't just do shitty things when you get caught. Then don't make the rule. Then don't have the rule.
But is what Dutch was saying true in that they're given the balls and they're allowed to inflate or deflate a little bit?
No, they have to weigh exactly 13.1 ounces.
But there's a window where you can either be, you can't be above this pressure and you can't be below this pressure. And they happen to be a little bit below the pressure. That's the whole story, by the way.
I understand.
They give them a window.
I get it. I understand all of it. But what I'm saying is that I know what you mean, but they're the ones that got caught.
Well, caught or not. The refs said, oh, these are fine. They checked them ahead of time. And then they recheck them at halftime. Like, dude, it's a non-story.
Okay. I don't think so, but it's a complete non-story. I think they should go to the Super Bowl. I get all of that. But my point is that if this is the first time the team gets caught doing something shifty, fine. But it's not.
Right. If this was Green Bay advanced and they came out with, okay, the balls were underdeflated or underinflated for Green Bay, this would be a non-story. But because it's the Patriots.
Nah, any team, it would be a story. Only reason I would tell
what
you
about
be a
the
story,
Arizona Cardinals?
You know why? Because there's no football between now and the Super Bowl. No matter who it was, they need something. It would have been a story.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, well, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean when if I this, say non-story. Like, they have to talk about something, yeah, obviously. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just a dumb story.
If this would have been a deflate thing in the middle of the season, it wouldn't have been an issue. I get it.
No.
It's a playoffs.
But they need
understandably
something.
So. But stop doing shitty things.
They need a villain. They need a, you know.
They need to stop doing shitty things. Is what they need to stop doing.
Slim shady things.
Then don't have the rules. I hate that everyone's doing it. Then just get rid of the rule. Then get rid of
why have understood things. It's like, okay, it's like in football, like it's understood that football players do steroids. Like,
okay,
everybody does it.
Check it out. When you're on a highway that's 70 miles per hour, it's understood you could go 80 and most cops won't pull you over.
Exactly.
But if a cop does pull you over, he can give you a ticket and he's within his rights to, because technically you broke the law. So that's what happened. Even though he was the guy who got caught.
Hey, you know what? I that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah, he's the guy who got caught. Everyone else is doing 80, and he probably said, but look at the traffic ahead of me. He's going faster. That's fine, but I got you.
Right.
And
okay.
That's what happened.
So
they cut
that
in.
Being said, don't crucify the guy who happened to get caught going 80.
Yeah, crucify Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but the guy who gets caught doing 80 gets a ticket. Are they going to get penalized for it, or are they just going to be like, it's fine? Now, I'm not saying take the Super Bowl away, but you got to penalize them. If you're going to suspend someone 8 games for doing pot, and then you fucking better do something.
And they already fined him $20,000? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's ooh, really? $20,000?
I'd be super
really going to hurt the Patriots.
Asshole. Tom Brady wipes his assholes with $100 bills.
I would.
Did you see Robert Kraft come out earlier today?
The inventor of
the
cheese?
He is standing behind his boys, dude. It's actually refreshing to see an owner do that instead of going with the PC route. He's like, the NFL is going to owe us an apology at the end of this. Like, he's coming out guns blazing.
Good.
I love it.
Remember during that cheat thing, they took a draft pick away from
Belichick. Right, they did.
Yeah.
That's ballsy. I like more people that if they've gotten caught doing something wrong, that they demand an apology from someone else.
I do that.
Well, their whole thing is, okay, first of all, this is the reason why it's a non-story. No one from the Colts is complaining to the league.
Because the Colts are embarrassed.
No one in the league is really pressing that much of an investigation. They are now, because when Obama says something about it, you kind of have to.
No, Obama. Guys, everyone's excited because Obama.
Celebrate good Obama, come out!
Everyone's excited because Obama totally pwned the news.
Obama. Sorry.
At the State of the Union. Everyone's like, oh, man, you know, the State of the Union was the biggest bullshit. I'm so sick of pretending like this mom jean wearing asshole is some cool president. I'm really sick of it. No, seriously, forget his political views. That aside, I don't give a shit about that.
He does wear mom jeans.
He does. I'm absolutely sick of them pretending just because he's black. He's a nerd.
He is a dork.
He's a fucking nerd. He wears mom jeans. He wears the shittiest clothes. He's not cool. He didn't do anything cool. He's just some asshole president like the rest of them. But because he's black, immediately he gets street cred? Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it.
What is this?
By the way,
it's labeled as black nerd man riff.
And if we're honest,
because I was gonna say, I just googled Obama wears mom jeans, and apparently it's a song.
Oh, can we play that?
Yeah. Well,
please play it.
It's by somebody named Greg Morton, who looks like he's on some sort of show.
Hey, Ad Cakes, by the way.
Yeah. I think it's a radio show.
Is this a prep burger thing?
Game. I don't know.
You don't play baseball, but you took good aim.
I'm worried this is going to be hacky.
I don't like
how could what? It's by Bob, the Bob and Tom show.
Stop. Turn it off right
stop,
now.
Stop
right
stop,
now.
Marie.
Not on this
stop.
Show.
Hammer time.
No, we're not doing fuck. Marie, you don't know better than that?
I don't know who Bob and
Tom
are.
Yeah, well, good idea.
The
never.
The biggest fucking awful hacks in radio right
I
now?
I, wanna, no. I don't know.
As far as like a nationally syndicated show, they're the worst.
Who is?
Bob and Tom.
Bob and Tom.
Oh, God.
Is this the same song? Hold on. There's another video right next to it. I bet it's the same song.
We're not playing Bob and Tom shit.
I bet it's the same song.
They're the worst.
I bet it's the same song. Hold on.
They're the funny morning radio show for people over the age of 45.
So you don't like?
I don't like this. No, I don't like this.
You don't like a woman in blue jeans, but Green Day has Obama and mom jeans?
Douchebag Taco Bob.
No, I'm wondering. It's Bob and Tom.
You're telling me to stop, but I'm hearing with your eyes that you want me to keep going.
Marie, I'm not.
Stop. Oh, they kept the laughs.
That's the point. Is that
they kept the laughs in?
They have this fake, awful laughter that they do. So the whole point is that, like, whenever these parody songs are played, they record them while they're reacting to it, and it's all fake reaction.
I found one.
Game on.
There you go.
We finally got a man.
I'd rather listen to this because at least these guys are being honest.
Is Santorum running again this next election?
That's the plan.
And my heart he is.
And my heart he never stopped running.
Hi, Johnny Cakes.
He just kept running.
I just felt like running.
I got my magic legs.
You ain't got no legs, Rick Santorum.
I know that force. I know nothing about his political platform.
You can't sit here, atheist. Jesus, Rick.
Jeez.
You can sit with me here, Santorum.
So what's going on, John?
I just got off work.
Where are you working again these days?
I actually forgot.
I work at the world's largest dive shop, Divers Direct.
Why do they stay open so late?
Because this fucking store, out of all the other six in our fucking company, because we're next to Bass Pro, which is the like an outdoor world.
Because you're talking about they match up and they it's like when one person goes to one, they all obviously need to go to the other. So you kind of have to match your hours to them.
Exactly. So if they're open till 10, we're fucking open till 10.
Exactly.
Did you have people in the store up until 10 p.m.?
We have the last person that was in our store was at 7 o'clock.
But you stayed up till 10.
Yep. And then like we have like these like spreadsheets that we use company wide to like track customers coming. Like basically there's like a sensor at the door when you walk in, that is a number in this tally. And I've asked people in the back, I'm like, do you guys like track and see like that when we don't have anybody in the store for 3 hours that maybe we should close so we can save on, I don't know, money, hours, time? Like they couldn't give me a straight answer for what it's for.
Well, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear your ideas, John. They just want to see your pretty face.
My pretty face.
It's such a pretty face.
And plus, what happens when, in an emergency situation, you need to go to a Divers Direct at 9:59 p.m.?
If you're trying to fill your air tanks for like an early morning dive, if you come at 9:59, we can't fill your tanks.
That's bullshit.
But also in this whole area where our store is, there's three.
Oh, my tank's filled. God damn it!
No tank, well, you.
Yeah, yeah, no tank. Tanks, but no tanks.
Boo.
There's a lot of hotels in our area. So basically, if anybody comes in our store 3 minutes before we're closed, it's basically they're doing like a power walk or they're just browsing because they want to get out of their hotel room.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sounds super boring.
It really is. It really is.
By the way, I was at the mechanic today, speaking of really boring, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and they had that Kelly and Michael show on, the one that replaced Regis and whatever. Have you watched that show? I had to watch it. It was on there. It is the worst thing I've ever heard on television.
What is Kelly
it's the
and
best
Michael?
Thing okay, you've ever seen.
Remember Regis and Kelly?
See,
that yeah. black bad replaced me.
Okay, yes, exactly. Michael Strahan, the football player, replaced Regis, so now it's Kelly. And
you mean that's
Michael.
Got goalposts for teeth?
Yes. So
that's not nice.
They talk about daily stuff. Now, one of my friends commented on it because I posted it on Facebook, and I didn't realize this until now, but she goes, it's clearly Blindside, the TV show, a wealthy black woman and a football player. And then she wrote, are you going to protect his family, Michael? So that's exactly what that show is. It is because it's not even script. They let them babble. I was listening to her talk.
Dude, did you not watch it when Regis and Kelly were on, or when it was Regis and Kathy? Like, dude, that's all the show is. It's just babble for housewives in the morning when they're
but
getting
Michael
the kids ready for school.
Strahan used
or
to break
for
necks.
Elderly people to play so that they stay occupied as if they think people are in the actual house.
Michael Strahan used to break people's faces for a living, and now he's bantering with this idiot?
Hey, she's no idiot. She was a daytime soap opera star.
Yeah, an idiot.
She's very
and
attractive.
She's always like Mrs. Mom. Like, I work really hard, and as I do things that I do, I shut up.
If she works really hard, who the hell's watching her kids when she's at work?
Her 10 babysitters?
Exactly. No,
she has a Mr. Mom, I think, right?
No, that guy's a soap opera actor, too.
Really, yeah, so who the fuck's watching their kids?
Well, I mean, they obviously, you know, soap operas only come on live at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I assume.
Tim Tebow.
Right.
He's watching Tebow. The kids. That's what he does now. He's a babysitter.
Really?
Nope. Just made that up right now.
Okay. You believed it.
Trending now.
And then what came on after that show was Wendy Williams, and he's a good-looking dude, I guess. He tries really hard, I guess.
Yeah, what? He got that job because he won, what was it? That
first of all, it's not a he, it's a she.
No. Get... He's
no,
like six,
Wendy Williams is a woman.
Are you?
Yeah.
No.
Fairly certain.
No, Sean. That Sean, that tranny you sent me is a woman.
Yeah.
Wendy
yeah,
Williams is an animal.
Drags to Riches, that RuPaul show?
No, it's a...
No, it's a real woman.
She was a well-known radio personality before she got a TV show.
I don't think that's true.
Is that the show where all like the fucking, all the babbling bitches in the audience go, whoop,
yep, that's the whoop, one. I was watching that today.
Yeah, my grandma listens. Well, my grandma doesn't watch these things. She leaves one TV on for the cat. And so I have to hear it like echoing through my house.
You know what else is funny is watching her try to talk about serious topics when she's not a person that can handle that.
I'm just really excited about everything. It doesn't really matter. I'm just really excited. Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah, she was playing.
I'm so excited.
She was talking about.
I'm really like black excited women, about all this.
She's got some fucking tits on her, dude. I'll tell you.
I'm so excited.
She was playing the clip for the Bill Cosby rapes thing, and she was just trying to talk about it, but also trying to be funny, and it came across really awkward and weird. Like you
can
know
you, can you find that clip or no?
It was today, so probably not online yet. It was today it was on, and she was all like
I'm under this, and you just measure hey is when boy
Bill Cosby's got his own show now
going on where you no he does the thing out ding ding who's it ding I never and he said what machine
I like it.
That was fantastic.
All I did was search Kelly and Michael, and some of the images that pop up in Google search results are really ridiculous. And now I feel like I need to watch the show because they dress up a lot. They've dressed up as Miley Cyrus and what's
well,
his name?
That's adorable, right? What's wrong, Royce?
I hate him.
Why do you hate him?
Because it's just this hacky bullshit that exactly what John said is just so cool people don't feel
alone.
Dude,
it's daytime television. Early up, daytime television.
They dress up like Duck Dynasty.
What I don't understand is why the audience. A fucking mechanic had that on.
Huh?
The mechanic.
Well, they leave that shit on like SPN7 or whatever. So it's like they just play it through.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know what's going on. They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
Wendy Williams was talking about Ludacris got married and he proposed to like someone who's been dating forever. And she said, oh, you know, I don't care how good the proposal, because apparently he married her that same day in a surprise when he goes, I don't care how great it is. You know, you can't just surprise. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, that's that type of show.
No, like, no, I mean, she's not that type of show.
If we were to start doing that on this show, our audience would be like, what the fuck are you doing? But if
here
that show started
problem.
Doing what we're doing, no. their audience would be like, what the fuck is this?
But that show and shows like that are the reason America's filled with a bunch of dumb, ignorant morons.
Here's the thing, though, dude. Hold on. Think about programming-wise. Like, who would be watching a TV show from, you know, from 9 in the morning till 12?
People that don't have college degrees or jobs because those commercials
old
play.
People.
Exactly. Moms.
Cats. Not true.
Moms.
Education. Connection.
Sitting at home.
That's the one.
You're actually, on your phone. Why don't you hang up the phone and go on and just apply?
Come on,
dude,
you.
It's everything that easy. Everything you just described is what a mom is. That's the one who
we're
watching
sorry,
this shit.
But I don't think
once
you're
you gave up on their lives.
We're sorry, but I don't think you're University of Phoenix material. Yes.
Actually,
Maria.
I'd beg to differ. And if we go by John's logic, the number one viewer of Kelly and Michael are cats.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably they just are. For birds and cats and pets.
Just leaving the TV on during the day so
you know
the,
what?
The
you,
animals don't feel lonely.
You make fun of them, but you see their ratings. They're huge with parakeets. Humongous.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep beat.
You're listening to Atomic Cast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Allie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Allie, I'm outside right now. It's really boiling hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Allie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope unique hipster instead of a played out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Thing froze up.
Ah, you kidding?
And I'm watching. They also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's
like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, "Hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two." And the guy was like, "He basically was like, you need to be quiet," and then asked her for her ID, and her ID was in her car. So. He told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the the Flight 800 of the Adobe player.
The Conti and Kenny Show, talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh,
kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on, everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you. They got you on video.
Hey,
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on, we're talking over here.
Oh man, I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The reason I have called this house meeting,
Todd,
is because...
how many times have we been over this? You don't have the authority to call house meetings. Only I can call a house meeting. You can propose a house meeting.
All right, fine, fine, fine. The reason I propose this house meeting...
Your proposal has been submitted and is under board review. Proposal denied.
Bojack, the Sarah Lynn thing is getting out of control, okay? She's taking advantage of you.
What? No, she's not. We have a special relationship. You couldn't possibly understand.
Oh, my God. Look at what she's done to your house. All right, look. I mean, I stepped on a needle earlier. I think I'm addicted to heroin now. So now that's probably going to be a whole thing.
I have to say, I agree with Todd. You're not this girl's father, and you're not doing her any favors by refusing to set boundaries.
Look, I played a dad for 9 years on TV, so I think I know a little bit more about parenting than you two jokers. The kids on Horsin' Around didn't need boundaries. All they needed was some good old-fashioned love.
Bojack, this is not a TV show, okay? This is real life.
Ah, leave her on fire! Leave her on fire!
Some good old-fashioned love, and I'm gonna give it to her. I'm gonna give it to her so hard.
You know, I feel like we don't ever hang out.
We're back for the second hour of Dutch and Royce.
Fucking here love on MoreLikeRadio.com.
BoJack Horseman's fantastic, isn't it?
I don't know what that was.
Did you watch the Christmas special?
Yeah, yeah. It's on Netflix. It's Will Arnett and Aaron Paul.
Okay.
It's cartoon.
AKA Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Is it like a show or like
it's
animated?
It's animated. And it's basically, it's a world where humans live with like half animal people. And this guy, Will Arnett, plays this horse guy who used to be on a TV show called Horsin' Around, where he was like the Bob Saget type who takes care of his kids and all that shit. And it's just how much of a piece of shit he is in real life now as a washed up actor. And Aaron Paul's his roommate. It's actually pretty funny.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's very good.
BoJack?
BoJack Horseman.
Okay, cool.
Netflix original.
Second hour, 954-5... Damn it, hold on. I almost gave out my own number there.
573-2780.
I know, I almost gave out my legit phone number.
No, there. What is it?
Halfway through. So, yeah, call that number if you guys want to get in touch with us. If you're listening to the podcast and want to listen to us live, it's every Tuesday night, 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com. Obviously, it's Eastern Standard Time. If you're
get enough of these fucking Kelly and Michael pictures.
She did Michonne from Walking Dead.
But Dutch, I'm not going to lie to you. They're turning me around because some of these are
it's fucking hilarious.
This is so ridiculous.
Strahan is Don Draper. Maybe one of the funniest things I've ever seen. But honestly, the one that's killing me the most is Marie pointed out to me, the Breaking Bad one, Kelly playing Jesse. She's selling it so fucking hard.
She's hard as fuck.
So hard.
Fucking hard. Look at that. I'm getting turned around because that's hilarious. That's fucking funny.
Orange is the new black.
Yeah. Look at my.
Oh, it's crazy eyes.
Yep. Right.
What about him as Serena Williams?
Oh shit!
Dude,
man.
What, dude? I think they might have
the
tongue in cheek type of show like the one that we have.
That's not him as Serena Williams. That's just Serena Williams.
Oh yeah, man. My bad. Yeah, that's No, they're
seriously put them together. They look except put Serena Williams next to him.
She is a big girl, muscle man.
She's a big girl,
dude. I was for whatever reason between football games or basketball games or whatever that whole thing the Australian Open was going on, and I happened to go over there during commercial breaks of the game that I was watching, and just watching her dominate like rich white women was kind of funny to watch. It's like this muscle beast just destroying these people. Hilarious to watch.
It really is.
Does she do steroids?
No, she doesn't. She's just really naturally.
She's just
black.
She's just built
for a different sport, and she happens to be playing that one.
She just chose.
So what about her other sister? Because everyone always talks about Serena. What about the other
Venus?
Williams?
She's good, I guess, skill wise, but the Serena role just has nothing but power. Like she's serving like 100 mile an hour fastballs.
Is that
Didn't
good?
She it's just like lose,
what the
though?
Fuck is this?
She just lost to some 19-year-old today, I think.
Some 19-year-old.
I wasn't paying attention, but what I was watching the other day, it was like she was just destroying people. Still, and she's been doing it for the better part of like 10 years.
True. She's scary.
There's your tennis break. But yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I think this show might be more fun to us than we think it might be. The Kelly and Michael.
I just think that they have to do it because that's their audience, but I would like to hope that they're funnier than that because those pictures are actually very funny.
Like if they weren't on like daytime, if they're like in the evening.
Yeah.
I think it's just funny in a series of only looking at them dressing up as other things over and over again. Like it was the sequential order of realizing, oh, they dress up. Oh, they've done this. Oh, they've done. Oh, they recreate a lot of things. And then after a while, you just get the giggles.
You're right. That Don Draper one is very funny.
Right?
He's got the slick back hair.
Michael nailed Don Draper.
Oh, that's great. But anyways.
Anywho. So now we're apparently huge Live with Regis or Live with Kelly and Michael fans.
They're just so
not the shoddy boy, you stupid whore.
I love how once Regis left, Kelly took first slot.
Well, first slot.
Right.
Well, that's what happened when Nick left the show that I was on. I took first slot and Royce backed up.
Shut up.
Do you remember like back in those days, like you were saying, like, dude, it makes more sense to say Dutch and Nick. Like, just rolls off the tongue better. It's like, I know, but Nick is very insistent that he has his name first. By the way, we should call him. Hold on.
Are you going to call him again?
I wonder if I still have his number.
Sugar Lounge?
I don't know if he does the radio number. By the way, remember that girl he was dating? Like, the one he cheated on when we did that live event? He was making out with, like, random strippers.
No.
By the way, yeah. Listeners of this show, that was the thing that I used to do. Say what you want about the guy. That guy was a hustler. Like he would get us like live gigs all the time, like legit like live gigs, and we would just have like just you know strippers and there's you know random bands and all that kind of stuff. Like just with these dumb live events, and then he would sell us like we were like the biggest show on the internet, and for whatever reason it worked and. But there was that one time where we went to that one gig in, I think it was like the Jersey Shore and it was live on the air, but we didn't, I have all the audio and one of these days I'll post it, but he didn't want me to post it on our podcast at the time because he was literally cheating on his girlfriend who apparently is now like a country star.
Really?
I'll have to double check.
That's
what I saw
do.
On Facebook the other day. I was like, what the? I guess I should have prepared for this, but I didn't realize we were going to start talking about this. But
you started talking about it.
Yeah.
I know.
We didn't bring it up. You did.
But
that's the reason why halfway through I bailed on it. So.
What? You going to say something, Sean?
No. I had something to bring up that happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
All right. Well. Let me like just I guess paint the story for it. Royce. You still work out in the gyms, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Fuck, man,
bro. My penis is so hard right now. We actually were worked out before we came here.
He's wearing his Anytime Fitness shirt.
I wear my Anytime Fitness shirt right now, bro.
Right now,
because you don't know when I fucking work out at any point in time.
So all right. Anyway, all right. So let's say there's a lot of people in there, and they're using like the barbell plates, and you needed. One, because every gym always has that like an off number of plates.
True.
All right. If somebody's using plate, like, do you like, you know, with manners and politeness, do you go like, hey, how many more sets you have? It's a just let me know so I can like, you know, take that other plate.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So you wouldn't just go over and grab just one. Grab the plate when someone's lifting, correct?
No.
Wait. Okay.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. So anyway. I'm working out with my other friend, John, who...
John.
Yeah. Hello, John. We're lifting, and it's jam-packed in the gym. Like, everyone's in their little, like, New Year's resolution.
I prefer to call it jelly-packed.
It was jelly-packed.
I prefer to call it planner all-fruit-packed.
It was a Pulitzer all fruit pack. So anyway, and there was this guy in there with
good jelly material,
like a 40-year-old dude. He's only been working out there for 2 weeks because he has his New Year's resolution. And rather than asking us if we could, you know, if he can take the plate, I'm in the middle of benching.
No.
Guy grabs a 45-pound plate.
No.
While I'm and thankfully, like my friend John
he's pulling this off of a moving barbell,
off of my fucking dumbbell.
That would have ripped out your fucking shoulder. What?
So
would have ripped your shoulder.
Whoa.
He did this while you were in the middle of bench pressing. He came over and said, "I need said
right now
because it's obvious that your left arm can support the weight differential." If I were just to pull it off the right side,
well, my friend John was spotting, and I guess he didn't see him out of the corner of his eye.
Well, of course, because when you're spotting, you're not paying.
Because
when you're
spotting,
to do that,
you're not paying attention for someone stealing your weights.
So
while you're in the middle of doing it,
so he pulls the weight off and immediately drops, and like my friend John catches it in time before it like actually like
crushes your face. Like,
yeah. So, and then
he was retarded, right? Like, it'd be one thing. Okay, it'd be one thing if you guys were doing like, you know, presses, you put it down, you went to go get water. He comes over and grabs it off and is like, hopefully this guy doesn't notice that it's gone.
Like, yeah,
while you're doing it?
While I'm doing it. So then he takes the plate and then I'm trying to like recover myself and everything. And then John goes, dude, what the fuck? And this guy's reaction was, dude, you guys are using this plate, the plates for too long. So, and this whole thing that like, he's like working out.
Tell me a fight started. Like I would start swinging.
I'm
mad for you right now.
Yeah. So this guy, like dad or whatever, he was like 40 years old. Uh-oh. He was wearing like one of those like t-shirts that has like it just looks like he's wearing like Mike Tyson's walk-in shirt, pretty much had no like armholes on it. Basically, it was just the only hole was like for him to pull his head through. And he's like, and his excuse was because them to make it okay was, we were using the plates for too long. When mind you, we were maybe in like our third set.
It doesn't
matter.
No, it doesn't matter if you were using for 50 minutes. You don't do that shit. Hold on. Who cares about his excuse? What did you do in response to this?
I finally get up. I go, dude, what the fuck is your problem? And I fucking like push him. I was like, you could have fucking killed me. And he's like, and then he got in my face. And then my friend John grabbed like a 10-pound plate and threw it at his chest. His buddies come at us and six gym guys held those two down while John started kicking him.
Good.
Like just like stomping him. And
okay,
then the guy.
Hold on real quick. I apologize. So everybody else saw this interaction go down and we're like,
everyone
these
saw
guys,
it.
Pieces of shit.
There's like, the guy gets up and he's like, you want to go? I fucking whoom right. Hand right into his face, knocked him on his ass again.
Good.
And then he's trying to get up, and all of a sudden, like employees come, they grab me, or at least they try. I'm like throwing them off me and everything. And then the manager comes over and he's like, look, I'm on the phone with the cops right now, blah blah blah. Like don't you fucking move, like not to us, but like to them. And then the cops show up. They get our statement, and
you were part of a domestic assault.
And then wow, that's kind of fun. First off, the cops show up, and then like and the guy's like, yo man, this guy just came out of nowhere and just started attacking me. And they're like, all right, let's see the video. And they're like, whoa, that's
right. That's actually fucked. I have audio of the guy.
Stupid.
Oh, no, we're gonna get
know.
We'll try
He's
you
very
off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
I actually have audio of John right after the altercation.
Oh yeah, that's
you
awesome.
Got knocked the fuck out, man.
Nice.
But and so then they get his side of the story.
I have the audio of his side of the story.
Okay. You just punched me in the face.
Yeah, and I'm gonna punch you again.
And then the cops put him in handcuffs. The other two that pretty much didn't have anything to do with him, except they were like there working out with him. They got blacklisted, like from all of the fits.
African American list.
They're no longer allowed, like, because they're accomplice with this guy. And this guy's he was telling me that he's a lawyer. He's going to try to sue me.
Everyone's a lawyer when they get knocked on their ass. Everyone's a lawyer when you're on the floor. You know who's never a lawyer? Winners of fights. Winners of fights are never lawyers. Have you not? Dutch, you know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean.
I know exactly what I mean.
Sean, you do as well. You've seen enough, been in enough fights. Winners of fights are never lawyers. Only losers are lawyers.
When you know how to punch properly with the front two knuckles and you hit that guy enough more times than he hits you, you're not a fucking
go to law school.
Exactly. And then they put him in handcuffs and they arrested him. And then afterward, I'm like talking to the other cop because there was like two cops that showed up. And they're like,
and a construction worker and an Indian.
Yeah. But he's basically saying, like, you know, like what he did can be like assault charges and everything. Like, even though you like you attacked him, like if he does try to sue you, like he really doesn't have a case.
Have a case because it's clear that he pulled the plate off of you and could have ripped your shoulder out.
Yeah. Or could have like landed on my chest.
What gym was this, John?
UFIT.
Where's that at?
They got a couple of them around here. I believe Planet Fitness. They got bought out.
And UFIT, so it's like a Planet Fitness size. Okay, I was just curious. If it was a bigger or smaller gym. That's all.
Here's the thing, though, John. With your story, with what you're saying, what it sounds like is he was looking for a fight. Little did he know that he was dealing with a crazy Italian kid.
I have never been more scared than when John is mad.
I don't fuck
John
around with short Italian guys.
No, I don't go out guys, looking for fights.
No. We know you're not. He was, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like when you get aggressive and like some guys pick for fights, you know, other guys pick arguments with their girlfriends. Some guys, you know, play Call of Duty. This guy was clearly looking for a physical fight because he hadn't been in one in a while.
And they
had an Italian fire plug like you,
John. When he's like angry, is a fucking problem.
But like,
no, John's a maniac.
But like, the owner was like, "Yo, I'm really sorry about that." Good. Like he told me he looked up the guy's information. He saw that he's only been working out here for 2 weeks. Saw how long we were working out. Mm-hmm. So and other people that were holding him down are like, "Yo, man, I've seen him like for the past two. The guy was a dick." All around,
right?
Like,
right. Well, that's my point. That just further proves my thing. He was looking for a fight.
I'm so angry. I'm trying to laugh and joke, but I'm just putting myself in that scenario. I'm so mad. I would have swung. I wouldn't have said anything. He wouldn't have had time. I would have fucking killed him because the rage that would go through my body. You have to understand. You could really fucking hurt yourself.
No, we get that, but what I love about it is that, like,
what a dick.
With douchebags who pick fights, like, you don't know if this guy knows MMA. You don't know if this guy's a short, crazy Italian kid. You don't know if this guy is a stocky, out of his mind Cuban. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people who, like, you two especially, you guys are problems. Like,
me?
You two. especially you know what I mean? Like, where it's like, you pick the wrong, and like we see videos on this stuff all the time, like with fights on YouTube and whatnot, of people who they pick the fight with the wrong person.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
there was that video not too long ago where the store clerk
was an MMA fighter,
right? Dude, exactly.
He fucked them up.
He beat the fuck
not
out of
one man. Of them, two of them. He was
landing shins in their faces. Like, he was like, what the fuck, man?
The guy was also jacked. He looked like a fucking pro. Like, he was fucking 6'5", 250, and
planting knees in their chins.
Kicking their faces.
Just fucking bowing them fucking right in the head.
Hilarious.
John, I'm actually surprised that my other friend John, because my other friend John, he's 6'4". And he's like 250 pounds. And he's just
Bill Bratsky.
Looks like a superhero.
He was spotting you. And these guys thought like, okay, these are the guys we want to fight today.
Apparently. And then like, and I was actually surprised because I never seen my other friend, John, like he looks like a humble giant. And all of a sudden, he just grabs a 10 pound plate and just hurls it at this guy. That. And it wasn't
a move like throw the baby at them, make them and punch them.
But what was great was it wasn't that like, you know, the edge of it hit him like it was like as if like I took like my palm and slapped him on the chest.
Yes,
it was like
10 pounds in your fucking
square.
It's awesome. Hilarious. Good.
And then
fight.
Yeah. So then like they looked up his information. They saw that he was only for 2 weeks. So they basically canceled the guy's information. He can't go to and it's all in a computer system. So if he tries to work out at another UFIT, he can't go.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And they let us still work out. We still worked out after that. If the cops left,
it wasn't your fault.
If you ever question whether John's a problem, ask Nathan's face.
Right.
If you're ever curious.
I'm not curious.
You guys have we all know John's fits of rage here and there, but it's like if you guys ever had, see, because my older brother Aaron is one of those kind of guys, like he had the crazy Dutch side of him, like in the breeding process with my family. Like we're all a little nuts in our own little way, but he had the violent part. My point being, he had the violent part. I have the insane everything else part. So he's the one that, like, the second anything goes down, he's chucking fists immediately. One of those kind of guys. You guys have any, like, friends or family members that, like, at the drop, it's like, oh, he picked the wrong person to fuck with kind of thing? Your dad, I would just off the top of my head, your dad, I feel like, would be the wrong person to fuck with.
My dad has gotten into fights. My dad once was on a Carnival cruise with my mom, and... And I was
so excited. I love old man Lopez stories.
My dad was on a cruise with my mom once. It was Carnival. And it was years ago. And if my mom told me the story, I didn't go with them. And apparently this drunk guy was saying something to my mom, flirting or something. My dad got really pissed. Like he was fucking fuming. And my mom said, no, let it go. This guy's drunk and walking away. My dad takes his watch off, puts it in his pocket, and punches the guy in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Like, crack! And the guy goes, what the fuck? And he goes, I was talking to my wife like that. Blah, blah, blah. The guy's like, dude, I'm fucking sorry. It's like, then my mom told him to calm down, but he just fucking popped him in the back of the head.
Did he get thrown into cruise jail?
Nah, there was no cops there. It's a fun cruise.
Gallows?
Oh, yeah, because those Indian guys are going to put my dad in a holding cell on a cruise ship. That's going to work out well for them.
Yeah, no, it won't.
It's going to work out well. Like,
mutiny and taking over the ship. It's like, oh, it's Royce Air.
Yeah.
Dude, I can totally see that whole situation unfolding in the fact that, like, he's probably been a smart ass, and your dad's like, what the fuck? You ever see, like, when a guy gets physical, the other guy's like, I've never been in a fight. I don't want to fight. What the fuck? Sorry. You're like one of those guys.
Yeah, I've never been in a fight. Guy, the best.
Those are the best.
The ones that freak out. Like the ones that you could tell that they usually pick on people and get away with it until the one time they pick with the wrong little dude who's like, exactly. Like you said, Dutch earlier, knows MMA. And they're like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh,
like, well, it's not only that though, but I think I told you guys a story a long time ago. It was this, like, he was a shorter than me redneck guy who just for whatever reason started yelling at me from across the way at the bar because I was eating boneless wings with a fork.
You fucking
and apparently
weirdo.
That made me a faggot.
You are. That's exactly what qualifies as
I mean, sometimes I eat french fries with a fork, but that's usually when they're like really French and shit.
Queer.
Here's the point of boneless wings is that you don't get your fingers dirty. That's the whole reason behind it. Anyways, I was at Applebee's. It wasn't like I was at any place fancy.
Well, listen, man, America's first favorite off, neighbor.
Dutch, exactly. You don't have to say you're at Applebee's. No, if you're eating boneless buffalo wings, I already assume you're nowhere fancy.
Exactly.
Oh, you wear Martens?
So that's just it. It's like, okay, I'm at an Applebee's in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to, you know, eat it with a fork.
Oh, I'm going to Ruth Chris this week. Make sure to order the boneless wings. They are to die for.
So basically, this dude was going, he wasn't talking directly towards me, but he had these two fat broads with him at the bar across the way from me because you know how I like to have the center bar kind of set up at an Applebee's, but...
Yeah, I've seen Bar Rescue.
So anyways, so they had that whole thing, and I hear the guy, and like I look over, I'm like, okay, whatever, he's drunk. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, let him go. But he kept getting louder and louder and talking about me as if I wasn't there. Like, like this queer over here in the gray shirt with the hat. And you know what I mean? Like, he got, like, more blazing about it. And I finally had to look over at him, like straighten his face and be like, dude, what's wrong, man? You okay?
You okay? We got a problem?
You're right. I don't know what the problem is. Like,
you want one too?
No, it's fine. No, dude, we're good, man. And this, I'm like, okay, we're good. I look down at like my phone. He's just like, what a faggot to the girls next to me. Like he was doing that kind of number.
Oh,
like he did it loud enough to like, so that you could probably hear, but
purposely where even the bartenders, like the two bartenders came over and were like, Hey, you guys are cool. And I'm like, I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall. Like, I don't know. And it was during that exchange with the bartenders that looked over and I saw this guy had his nose broken in at least 14 times in his life.
Right.
From being like because you can tell a natural nose, you can tell, one that's been punched a lot of times. I'm like, oh, this is a guy that loves fighting.
Right.
This is a guy you can't, like, when he picks a target, he's going to have that one.
Right.
So I was like, oh, no, we're good. I'll just pay out. And I left because I was like, this is one of those dudes, one of those rednecks that's like, he gets, that's his weekend fun.
Did he follow you out or anything or?
No, but he yelled at me. He's like, enjoy your boneless wings, queer. I looked back and I said, I will when I'm sucking your dad's cock. And I left quickly.
Good one.
God, what?
But then like afterwards, I went online to see if like this has ever happened with people, and I found a video. I found out later it was staged, but this black guy, he's like trying to do squats, and then he goes and you see like, you know, he has like all the plates on the ground, and he's missing a 45. So he goes over to like the next random guy and grabs off a plate while the guy's doing squats, and they call it thug life.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Wait, what is it called? Thug Life?
Yeah, it's stage. Don't play because it's stage. Don't play some stupid stage. But yeah. Dutch, I do want to play this. I sent it to you because I was excited when I found it. The world's most generic news report.
You're playing video, right?
Yes.
That's what we have to have the video.
Oh, yes. Video and audio. If you want to look it up, just look
Roy
it up.
Roy sent this to me this afternoon. I'm
super excited.
The greatest thing I've ever
world's
seen.
World's most generic news report, Charlie Brooker.
He's who's just, an ass.
By the way, he's like the Jon Stewart of England. Really funny. He's actually the dude that show Black Mirror was telling you about. He's also the creator of that, I just found out.
Really?
And also something else on this show, he has Doug Stanhope on it where he basically has Doug Stanhope be the representative of all of America. And if you know anything about Doug Stanhope, that is hilarious.
What a great bit.
Actually, Dutch, I'll play one of those next. Let's play this first.
As technology improved, news reports became snazzier, more mobile, more visually playful. Before long, a standard news report visual language established itself, one that's immediately recognizable to anyone. Me has this report. It starts here with a lackluster establishing shot of a significant location. Next, a walkie-talkie preamble from the auteur, pacing steadily towards the lens, punctuating every other sentence with a hand gesture and ignoring all the pricks milling around him like he's gliding through the fucking matrix before coming to a halt and posing a question. What comes next? Often something like this, a filler shot designed to give your eyes something to look at while my voice babbles on about facts. Sometimes it'll slow down to a halt, turn monochrome, and some of those facts will appear one by one on the screen. This is followed by the obligatory shots of overweight people with their faces subtly framed out, after which the report is padded out with a selection of lazy and pointless vox pops.
Usually get some inane chatter from people.
I think they do have too much. I think what we want to hear is actually what's happening and not what other people think of it.
I hate these sound bites. I don't want some punters that opinion usually. No.
Another bit of dull visual abstraction to plug another gap now before the report segues gracefully into a bit of human interest courtesy of some dowdy man opening letters in a kitchen and explaining how he's been affected by the issue.
Can I mention the news? I don't really. You know, there's a person talking to me, telling me what's going on, and I don't really listen to what they're saying. It's just news. It's just news.
He, unfortunately, was boring, so to wake you up, this is an animated chart, this is a silhouette representing the average family, and this is a lighthouse keeper being beheaded by a laser beam. As we near the end of the report, illustrative shots of pedestrians and signs and a pipe at a window. And then the final summary, accompanied by a wry sign-off. If you're lucky, a bit of wordplay fit for a king, or in other words, a regent's treat. Charlie Brooker, Newswipe, London.
What do you think?
I like it.
The reason why this is so brilliant, dude, for years, it's like we'll play a story and then the story will go kaput because we'll do nothing but focus on the awful reporter on said story. And then we'll, like, the entire thing just becomes about that person. So this is great for us because we get obsessed with the generic, awful news nonsense that always happens. I love that shit.
Okay. Here.
Have some.
Oh, I was going to play a Doug Stanhope thing really quick.
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah.
Because I think you're going to like it.
Yes, yes.
Here, let me pull it up. Okay. Why he does these all
it's
the time.
It's hard to work out why anyone.
Apparently, but this one's called Why America's Why America's Great. So here, let me just play it.
One would want to even live in America anymore. Well, here's someone who does. It's U.S. comedian and drunk Doug Stanhope. He's going to convince you that the USA is great, apparently.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and that's why I drink. America is fucking great. And it really is. I know you don't want to hear this from me, but that's the truth.
Brits love to bitch about America and they love to hate America, the government and the wars and the torture. But that's not life here. Come on.
Life in America is actually fantastic. Everything works. Come here. I want you to be here. Just get a nonstop from Heathrow, go directly to Florida, walk down that ramp, and tell me if you can't immediately sense something's really good here. Rent a car, get a convertible, fill up the tank.
Look at the price. Fucking $11 a gallon over there. Look at the price. You're gonna fill up your tank. You're gonna fill up the back seat as well. Just cause it's that fucking cheap comparatively.
Drive down big empty highways. Drive to the beach. There'll be a half a dozen cabana bars open. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
And they're waving at you. They're smiling at you and they're waving for you to come on in. They want you to be there because they don't know yet that you don't tip. Come on in. Come on in.
Have a seat at the bar. She's going to hand you a big breakfast menu. It's this big. You know what we have for traditional American breakfast?
Choices. Yeah, lots of choices.
What's a traditional English breakfast, by the way? I heard it's disgusting.
Didn't we show it one time? It was like
it was really
fish
bad.
And rotted teeth.
No, that's her lifestyle.
Well, we were talking
like
about
two portions of beans. Like six strips of bacon, but they called it like a Lear or something.
The mere fact that this show has Doug Stanhope being the spokesman for America in a weekly segment is so funny because he's such
the fact
a,
he's just bashing them.
He's a weird drunk. He's hilarious. But
I've seen him live, dude. He kills every time.
He lives like off the grid, like in like one of those slab towns out there, you know, Bisbee, Arizona, I think. But he just like. Still just loves doing ecstasy and drugs and partying.
Who doesn't?
And wearing like cheap leisure suits.
But he's so fucking smart too. Like some of the shit he talks about is really.
He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah, some of the stuff's really good. Anyway, you said you had something?
Oh, I thought there was more to that video.
Yeah, you want to play more? I'll play the rest.
Yeah, I thought there was more too. Kind of stopped half-assed.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do it.
I apologize. Here we go.
You lost confidence?
I started talking and I moved over. That's what happened. Honestly, I like the video, so.
$7 a gallon over there. Look at the price. You're going to fill up your tank. You're going to fill up the back seat as well. Just because it's that fucking cheap comparatively.
Drive down big empty highways. Drive to the beach. There'll be a half a dozen cabana bars open. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
And they're waving at you. They're smiling at you. And they're waving for you to come on in. They want you to be there. Because they don't know yet that you don't tip. Come on in. Come on in.
Have a seat at the bar. She's going to hand you a big breakfast menu. It's this big. You know what we have for traditional American breakfast?
Choices. Yeah, lots of choices. You want some eggs? How do you want them done? We can do them 10 different ways. You want French toast? You want waffle? Pancakes? We have chocolate chip pancakes. They'll put a whipped cream smiley face right on there for your fucking British ass. Or maybe you want a whipped cream frowny face to match that dour expression. You're still trying to fight liking it here.
Order a cocktail, and she's gonna do something you've never seen before. She's gonna pour it like this, and she's gonna go up and down, and she keeps pouring it.
How can this possibly be right? In the UK, when you order a mixed drink, some scientist pops out of the floorboards. and a lab coat and a system of weights and measures and a fucking stainless steel cylinder that assures that you will not get any more, even the vapors of more than one measured ounce in your fucking $15 cocktail.
Life here is really fucking good. Yeah, we have a lot of dumb people here, but you can afford to be dumb here. Everything makes sense.
You're lost. You don't know where you are. Where are you? 77th Street? Go a block. You know what's next? 78th Street!
It makes sense. You don't have to think. It's not like your roads that are all crisscross and mishmash and they're all built 1,100 years ago for donkeys and carts and you don't know where the hell you are or where you're going.
Hitler did his best to help the UK and level that country flat so they could start over like extreme country makeover. And what did the Brits do? They spat in Hitler's face and built it back brick by brick exactly the way it was 1,100 years ago when it didn't make sense.
Come to America. You can stay on my couch. If you don't like it after a week, I'll give you your money back.
That was brilliant, dude.
The fact that he's speaking for America.
Why not?
He's hilarious.
Americans, but he's fucking right. Americans speak for Americans all the time. It's
yeah,
kind
but
of
sometimes the wrong Americans speak for him.
No, like, actually, I'm very happy Doug Stanhope represents us.
Yeah,
I do.
That suit's amazing.
He's a brilliant guy.
I'm cool with that.
I didn't know that about cocktails. I guess they're really big and stingy about that. I didn't know that over there.
Yeah, majority of bars these days are getting that way. Fun, like neighborhood bars do that, but like you go to any kind of like a quote club, they have a measuring thing. Have you seen the new like magnetic thing now?
No.
Like you clamp the magnetic thing, you start to pour, and it automatically knows when an ounce is up, and
it shuts it off. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Dude, that's what they're doing
now.
That's
because all these bars are like taking notes from fucking John Taffer and bar like
John Taffer needs to die. I think, and all alcoholics like myself should go and kill him.
Like they got this one.
He's
like
ruining
like,
it for us.
In every single show, he has like this computer program that tells you how many ounces of liquor that you pour in a glass. And like, you know, some people like they don't pour exactly that much. So basically it tells you that this is how much money you're losing. And John's like, so basically you guys are stealing from the boss. You're stealing from your company. It's like,
oh, how about you create regulars when they have their favorite bartender, you dumb fuck. I hate that guy. I really do. His dumb face, like his whole I just want to be on TV.
Would you say that you should have his show shut down?
Shut it down. You know what? I was going to come here to save your bar, but I don't even want to save your bar. I'm leaving. Next day, he walks in. Hello, everybody. Is everyone ready to work?
It's a terrible show.
I like
the biggest plus size model to get a major contract created. The F Your Beauty Standards movement.
Are you a fan of Miss Tess Holliday?
I want to hear you guys' opinion. Now, hold on. Here's the thing. The first picture, not to fly, scroll down. Tell me about the other pick because they get her from every angle you can possibly imagine. I want to get like a full assessment from you guys.
Well,
John, you're a big boobs guy. She obviously has huge cans.
Yeah, but well, here's the thing. Like, I've seen pictures of plus size models and they look amazing.
Yeah, there's
like,
some plus
like
size
they're not
models
they're not
hot.
Fat slobs. They're not, they don't like they. That's why they get paid to be a plus right, size model.
For people who are listening to the podcast, I have to describe this real quick. Meet Tess Holliday, the size 22, who's the first of her size and height to be signed to a major agency.
Okay,
she's 5'5". Her real name is Tess Munster. Doesn't fit the mold of traditional plus size models.
I'd rather do Herman.
or eat some cheese.
Most plus size models typically will fit a few inches taller between the sizes of 8 and 16. But she's 22 and she's got a huge contracting deal.
Vagina. Look, here's what bothers me more than anything else. They are trying to force people to like something. If you don't want to, like these checking for beauty is. How about people find attractive what they find attractive? Don't force me to like this. I don't want to like this.
By the way, the second picture down.
Oh, my God.
The second picture down. She has reverse Popeye arms.
Yes, she
if
does.
You look at like, okay, see now Popeye had huge forearms. This girl has the tiniest forearms ever, but the hugest.
Olive. But, Olive, excuse me there. Have you seen my wife, Olive?
Yeah, okay.
Well, oh my gosh, you ate her.
I just hate that, you know, testing what beauty is. They're trying to make it hot, and what if it just isn't? What if people don't want to find that attractive? I have to? I now have to.
Like there's women like
I'm a
her
misogynist.
With all of like the tattoos and stuff. She'd be an alternative model because of all the tattoos. I don't know what the big deal is. There's fat bitches like her covered in ink.
Here's the thing.
This is stupid.
Here's the thing. Okay, we can hate the idea of the fact that they're trying to force the fatness on us.
I do.
Of course she likes Harry
would
Potter.
I?
Look at her fucking phone.
No, I wouldn't.
No, John.
I saw that too, John.
Cakes.
Yes, I'm.
Royce, Sean, no. Marie, everybody who fucks women on the show.
No.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Would you?
No.
Yes, of course I would.
No.
You
no.
would?
No.
I would too.
No.
I definitely would.
No.
She's big, but she's not morbidly obese.
Yes, like she is.
She's not one of those people you have to cut a hole in your roof or your house.
That's your standard. That's your cutoff limit for having sex. As long as they can walk,
moving equipment.
As long as they can walk under their own power, you'll.
As long as we don't have heavy construction and cranes,
your standards are really low.
I can hold on. Scroll down. Hold on. I'm gonna. What? For the sake of being called an asshole here, scroll all the way down. There's the shot of her black and white. It's her taking a selfie.
I see it.
You see it?
Yep.
You wouldn't do it just from that shot alone?
No.
No?
No.
Because I've seen the other ones.
Not even for the story?
No, for the story. I fucked a fat chick.
Story?
There's my story. I fucked a fat chick. She's not famous enough. If she was an actress, if she was the fat
chick. She just got signed to a huge contract.
If she was a fat chick from Bridesmaid, okay, yeah, then I'd fuck her because that's cool.
No, dude, Megan McCarthy? She's way higher than
Megan McCarthy. I would not go anywhere near that no talent bitch.
Jesus Christ. Fuck this girl, right, John? Are you with me?
Yes. Well, look, here's the thing. I would love to fuck her, but because maybe even prior to all this hype, just looking at her tattoos, she would not give you the time of the day.
You want to know why I would, Royce? Because even though she is a big fat cow pig, I feel like the fact that she's a redhead, I feel like she would have like tight skin regardless.
Dutch.
You know, like those fat girls who have like really flabby skin. She would be like a fat girl with tight skin.
You can find fat chicks like this at any bar at 3 a.m. Why in the world is this? You've better looking ones.
No,
why
what about panini sauce? What about that fat bitch? I would not. Well, she was disgusting.
Yeah, John, hold on. Before you get to that point, I want to go to Royce's. I'm not talking about, obviously, there's obviously other better looking girls you're going to find at a bar. I'm
Western
talking
about Echo.
This one in specific.
Western Echo says, it's all good if her walking register is under 4.0. Hashtag John Logic. So you measure by Richter scale.
Royce,
yes.
Dude, come on.
No.
Would you?
Listen, I'm being honest.
What would it take for you to do that? Like, how much money?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. Like, I don't want to say I need money.
$10,000?
Hold on.
No. I'm asking the questions, dummy. $10,000.
But I'm being honest. I don't think I need money. Here's the question. You're asking me, do I want to? No. If she approached me, yeah, I'd fuck her.
Does that
make sense? I don't want to. I don't have
it, but if she pursued you,
yeah,
you would.
I don't have an inherent want or need for it, but
if it was available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
There you go. That's exactly what John and I are talking about.
But looking at the black... Okay, this person in particular, looking at that black and white photo of her at the beach with the dude with the hipster neck beard, who's probably
her
someone
husband.
That she... that it was probably
it's
been
husband.
With her from the beginning.
Yep.
We are not her type.
I can't see the picture.
Marie posted it.
Oh, that one. Okay. Well, that's not, you know,
listen.
I'm talking about just based on the pictures. John, are you in the shed?
Yeah, I'm in the chat. I'm looking at him. That's why I was able to see that picture.
Okay, Well, I was just saying, like, you saw the article then.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, her name is, in case you weren't listening, her name is Tess Munster, if you want to look it up.
That's not her real name.
Tess Munster. Her name is Tess Holiday, or Tess Munster, which is her born name.
Are you sure? I thought it was Monster.
It's not Monster.
Are you sure?
She looks like a scary monster.
Dude, yeah. You wouldn't do it for the story? Are you serious?
What story?
I had sex with a fat chick? I have tons of those.
Dude, a $20 million model.
Why? Who needs that?
No, who needs that?
That's not that important because I'm not going to show that off to people.
They're never going to ask. And if they do, they'll be like, oh. But yeah, it was.
It's not a good story if I'm not proud to say it.
No, these people that demand attention.
You understand?
Shut up. Sean's talking. Go ahead, Sean.
These people that demand attention, they have their own self-confidence issues, so I'm not going to give in to their, you know, insecurities and make you feel better or coax
you. Dude, if I fuck this girl, I would put it as the front picture on my Facebook and my Twitter page and be like, I fucked this girl.
No thanks.
And you reached the peak of the mountain. $22 a year, and I fucked her, dude. I would tell everybody because that's a great thing to say. That's a story. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't see that hype.
You guys are lame.
No, we're not lame. What you want us to? I'm sorry. I'd rather have sex with that tranny.
Shut up.
I would have.
Look at her arm. It's the size of your head, Dutch. It's bigger than your skull.
It choked me out like Hulk Hogan, dude.
I am not saying.
And looking at that ring on her finger, or the thing that couldn't get off of her finger, I think she's married to that PBR dude.
Yeah, that's what I think. Listen,
and that matters. Why do we? I've told plenty of stories of me fucking married chicks in the air, so I don't care. Dude, I would do that in a heartbeat. And John, you would too. Shut up.
I would. But I'm just looking at these pictures and just making my own assumptions on this because I've. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Going. No. Keep going. Okay. No. Yeah, well, because like girls like her, they only go for one particular guy, and it's that monster that's next to her.
The problem with that, I would rather do the tranny.
I can't stop focusing.
Seriously, I mean that tranny earlier, the hot blonde. I'd rather do that tranny all day.
I can't stop focusing
in the butt, like in
that's
the butt.
A better story
with the balls.
I banged
dangling.
A tranny. That's the better story.
Yeah. I got it all day.
Go ahead, Marie.
I can't help but focus on the overweight underwear that she's because when I wear underwear, my underwear doesn't go up past where pretty much the hair grows on my vagina, and my bra only goes around my boobs. Her bra and panties almost touch to a point where she probably only has about 2 to 3 inches of skin showing in between where the bra stops and the underwear begins.
I know what you're saying.
So that's not lingerie.
Right?
That's actually sportswear.
Let me explain to you.
So hot.
Let me explain to you, Dutch.
No, it's not hot. Dutch, stop it.
I know. I hear what Marie's saying. That's a hot thing.
Let me explain to you what Dutch is going to do when he tries to show off. He's going to steal her panties and be like, hey, dudes, check this out. Bang this chick. And when they open these panties, these size 22 panties, they look like a tablecloth. He's going to go, but wait, let me tell you, she makes millions of dollars. They're still going to be like, they're going to still be laughing and not hear it because of how huge the panties are. Did you learn nothing from Shallow Hal, that documentary?
Oh, with Gwyneth Paltrow put on like 500 pounds.
She also makes.
By the way, why is everybody hearing me? Like, John and I are both saying, yeah, we would definitely fuck her for the story.
Okay, from my perspective as a female, I would have to put my face down there, and I don't want to. I wouldn't want to have to put my face down there.
No!
Me neither.
It seems sweaty.
No, it's not even... Well, that...
Dude, I would try to fit my face down there. I would try to fit my entire head in there.
I would think that my face would get suffocated.
Just because she's fat doesn't mean her vagina's huge and you can stick
your
head in.
That's what I assume. I figured.
Yeah, watch, she has
huge.
Like a virgin's like size pussy. Like it's like really nice and tight.
It's just really tight.
It's the butthole you got to stay away from because like all types of like nonsense comes out of that.
Yeah, there's a dead Boba Fett in the bottom of her butthole.
I look at her and I feel like that she's probably really clean.
Probably.
But like I've seen girls like her in bars. I've seen girls like her in like comic book shops. And it's like they have this one. It's like they don't want to deal with anybody. Unless if you have a neck beard, you have a lot of plaid.
Here's the
and
thing.
You have a lot of ridiculous tattoos.
John, this girl's not a comic book store kind of girl. Like this girl is like, I like getting fucked. Otherwise, I'm not going to be a model and post pictures like this.
I thought she was I like eating sandwich kind of girl.
Well, that too.
I wonder if that arm tattoo she's got, the one on the reverse Popeye, if it used to be like a small little portrait.
Reverse Popeye.
And then it just turned to like this like gigantic like profile
mosaic.
Shot. Yeah, Mose, that's the word.
No, but the other thing is, like, I had an issue with, you know, when I said, you know, this isn't healthy. Like, people shouldn't strive to look like this. And then there's people defending it going, being fat doesn't equal unhealthy. No, it does. It's the exact reason why I had a fight with someone trying to explain to them that it's not healthy to look like this and live like that. And they'll fight you. They will fight you and go, no, because it's beautiful and it's okay. Being fat has nothing to do with your health. No, there's a direct correlation between being 400 pounds and being unhealthy.
Well, yeah, it stresses your heart.
Exactly.
It's a muscle just like any other muscle in your body. And mm-hmm. if you have too much of a load for your body frame to carry, that puts stress on your heart to pump the blood to all those extremities. Because
thank you, Sean, for taking this sexy fat conversation into something scientific. Jesus Christ.
What you don't understand is my body is a palace.
A wonderland.
But that's what it is the science behind it.
Well, I get the science part, but who cares? Like, why are you telling us that right now? We're talking about whether you would or would you not.
No,
would
actually, here's what's happening. Here's what's
Sean,
happening.
Hold on. I apologize.
Here's what's no, let me finish. No, I'm talking. Here's what's happening.
No, I would not.
You are trying for
yes,
us.
Yes, you would. The name Hibbert is because of you.
You have been trying for the past 10 minutes for us to talk of Olduher. The rest of us don't want to. We've been trying to change the topic for 10 minutes.
No,
we've
my talked point about is, it. Is that like John you're would, sitting there John's taking the high road spell. And being like, yeah, no, that's too gross for me. Shut up. Royce, you were 20 times fatter than that girl at one point in your life.
No.
And Sean, you have fucked 20 times fatter girls than that in your life.
No.
So, no.
Those things are not true.
Shut your fucking faces. You're bothering me.
None of those are true. You're lying.
True. You're bigger than that girl you used to were at one point. And Sean, you fuck girls bigger than
no,
her.
No, he's never fucked a girl bigger than that. I can attest to that.
In size 20?
Yes,
he has.
No, he has not. Hippo Juice was maybe an 18, maybe. And that's the biggest one. And that's the biggest one that he's ever banged.
Yeah.
Right? Biggest
one. Yeah.
Has anybody checked up on Hippo Juice if like she's lost weight?
No, or she's healthy because being fat
is she alive?
No, we don't know.
And Dutch, just because I've been that fat before does not mean I want to fuck a version of myself that was like that. Your science is off. It doesn't
that's
make
a very
sense.
Good point.
Wait, you don't?
No.
I will say, however, I'd make out with her.
Yeah, I'd make out with her.
There you go, Marie. Thank you. Somebody on my side.
And you know fat chicks like that love to suck dick.
Oh, they do.
Thanks, John.
No, he's right.
I just want all of your baby batter in my belly right now. Yum, num, 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 num. Suck your balls dry so they look like raisins. Make your plums turn to raisins.
Oh, let's get out of here. Johnny Cakes, why are you better?
Because I can go crazy and beat somebody up and not get arrested.
That is a weird confluence of events, but good for you. Sean, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I hang out with all the fabulous gays and hot trannies.
Yeah, I know, but you told her the most boring story ever. Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because Arkansas.
You annoyed me so much for that tonight, by the way. Royce.
I'm better than you because generic phrase to end the show.
You don't put any effort, do you?
No, that was based off the video.
Based off of a story.
Everyone else got it, but you.
Oh, I'm an asshole. You know what? I want to apologize to my family. I want to apologize to my mother and especially you, Royce, for not getting the brilliant line you just had there. I'm sorry.
And why are you better?
I'm better than you because I actually would fuck that hot piece of red-headed lard.
That doesn't make you better.
It does make you better because it makes me a human who actually doesn't fat shame like the rest of you skinny bitches. So
You said so she had we'll reverse Popeye arms.
We'll see you guys next week.
Reverse Dutch Popeye arms.
We'll see you guys next week on Dutch and
Roy. Hippo juice tomorrow, dick bags.
Yes, hippo juice. Don't forget. 7 and 9.
It's Dutch did.
Yo, man, I heard you like fat chicks. So what I did was I took this fat chick and put it on top of a fat chick so you can ride while you fuck this fat chick while driving a fat chick.
I just pimp your bitch.
She hits the lights.
This doesn't seem quite fair.
Despite everything he learned from his friends, he doesn't feel so prepared.
She's being quiet and smooth.
He's gasping for